Have you fallen prey to witchcraft's controlling powers? Maybe you have, and you don't even know it. Maybe that's why you're having trouble with your thought life, can't cast down the imaginations fast enough. These witchcraft controlling powers are very real, and they're raging in the spirit realm. It's like Peter said. The enemy is roaming about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. One of the ways that he devours us, one of the ways that he brings raging mind battles against us is through witchcraft's controlling powers. See, the enemy hates you, and he hates that you serve the Lord. He hates that you want to do God's will. He hates that you have a free will. He wants to control you. He wants to pull your strings like a puppet. He wants to influence your life away from God so that he can steal the glory that's due God's name. These powers are real, and they are raging in the spirit realm. Let me back up. Just as the Holy Spirit is the power of God, witchcraft is the power of the enemy to shackle you in your mind, to release false sickness, lying vanities against your body, and otherwise control your life. The enemy wants to take over. Make no mistake. He wants to take over. He wants to control your thoughts. He wants to control your every move. He wants you to be his puppet. Now, I've experienced firsthand these controlling powers that witchcraft brings, and you may have too. Maybe you don't discern it. Maybe nobody put a label on it. Maybe nobody taught you about it. Maybe nobody taught you how to pray against it. Maybe, just maybe, today is a divine appointment for you to break free of witchcraft's controlling powers that seek to steal, to kill, and destroy everything good in your life. We cannot bow to the power of witchcraft and bow to the Holy Spirit at the same time. It is geometrically, physically impossible to bow to two masters at the same time. So we must see witchcraft's controlling powers for what they are. And we must break free and break through and break in to God's kingdom fully, not one foot in witchcraft camp and one foot in God's presence. No, we want to break out of these shackles today. We want to see freedom come today. And that is God's agenda. So that is what we shall do. We're going to pray into this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and I just prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. I'd love for you to come by to one of our three Sunday services, or you can watch the messages online. It's free to register at ahop.online. Today's broadcast is brought to you by my upcoming book, Deliverance from Prophetic Witchcraft. And I've got a free giveaway for you as well, The Prophet's Devotional. Listen, enter to win a copy of The Prophet's Devotional. I'm dropping the link right here in the broadcast. If you're watching live, click through to that link and enter to win your copy of The Prophet's Devotional. I want to bless some of you with this book. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Shout out. Let me know what city, what nation you're coming in from, and share this with somebody. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, You Will Rise Above It. Come on, somebody say it with me. I will rise above it. Come on. It's time for you to rise up. The Lord shows me that some of you have been beat down, but the Lord is saying, rise up. Some of you have been held back, says the Lord, but I am calling you to rise up, for I've called you to a higher plane, says the Lord. I've called you into my presence, says God. So do not let the enemy distract your heart, says the Lord, and do not let him barrage your soul with vain imaginations that you can hardly cast down fast fast enough, but look at me, for I will keep your soul in peace, and I will prosper you even as your soul prospers. So don't let the enemy in your head. Don't let him in your mind. Don't let him in your emotions, your imaginations, or your reasoning, says the Lord. Let me occupy those places, leading you and guiding you into all truth by my Spirit, says the Lord. Choose to rise above it. Choose to ascend to the holy hill. Choose to dwell where I dwell, because I have invited you to this realm, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, that was good. We haven't even gotten started yet. Today's devotion is titled, You Will Rise Above It. And here's what I heard the Lord say from the book that I wrote with Victory Decrees. Even when you can't see where you're walking, know that I am with you. I promise to lead you and guide you. I am not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent, says the Lord. If I say a thing, I will do a thing. I will not leave you without help, says the Lord. I will not leave you without comfort. I will not leave you without provision. And the Lord says, when have you seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging for bread? Trust me in this warfare, says the Lord. The turbulence is only temporary. You will rise above it as you wait upon me to show you the way. You will see a new perspective when you wait upon me to show you the way, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, that's a good word right there. We are filled, ready to run. Come on, let's do this. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees on my website or anywhere you find books online, jenniferleclaire.org. The prayer starter now and the decree from the devotional. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave me or forsake me. Help me discern your presence and your strength, even when I can't hear your voice instructing me. I decree turbulence must cease, and I curse the root of the attack against my rising. I declare, even when I can't feel God, I know he's moving on my behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. You are a good father. There's no one like you. Nobody as beautiful as you. Nobody as powerful as you, as mighty as you, as holy as you. We give you the preeminence, God. We give you the we put you in first place. Lord, help us to keep you in first place. That is your rightful position. You are the Most High God. Every other God is an idol. And we don't want to pursue idols because we don't want to become like them. Lord, your word tells us in the Psalms that idols have eyes and they cannot see. They have ears and they cannot hear. They've got a mouth, but they cannot speak. They've got hands and they've got feet. They cannot move. And your word tells us that all who worship idols become like those idols. So we don't want to be blind in the spirit because we had our eyes fixed on an idol. We don't want to be deaf in the spirit because we only had an ear for what our idol told us we should want. Jesus, would you help us today? Oh, Katarabashi, would you help us today to cast down our idols? God, would you convict our hearts, God? Because these idols, they lead us away from your heart. You told Jezebel to repent. You gave her a space to repent in the book of Revelation. And you rebuked the church of Thyatira who tolerated her. Because what? What did she do? Oh my God, Lord, it's so clear what's happening in the earth, how Jezebel is working in our lives. You rebuked the church of Thyatira because they tolerated that woman Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce, to teach people to go into immorality and to seduce them, to serve idols. God, we don't want to be seduced by an idol who cannot see and cannot hear and cannot speak and cannot walk. We don't want to be like the idols we serve. We want to be like the God we serve. So help us today to cast down our idols, oh God. Before we go any further, before we even presume to take authority over witchcraft, God, help us to break agreement with it. because serving idols is witchcraft. Serving idols is forbidden. Serving idols grieves your heart. Serving idols leads us down the wrong path. Serving idols will get us nowhere fast, God, so we cast our idols on you. Come on, I don't know what kind of idol you have, but this is a serious moment. What is the idol in your life? Is it your children? You should love your children, but you should not idolize them. They should not take God's place in your life. Is it a car? Is it a person? Is it a career? Is it a ministry? Even ministry can be an idol. So God, we cast these things down in the name of Jesus. We don't want any more idols. We want you. So help us, Lord, because we want you. So help us, Lord, because we want you. And we love you and we thank you that you love us enough to confront us in our idolatry, that you love us enough to correct us when we're going astray, that you love us enough to warn us when we are about to walk off a cliff. God, thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We're so grateful for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holy that warns us, that helps us, that leads us. He guides us. He is in us. Our temple, our body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. So thank you for the Holy Spirit. Would you help us to cultivate a deep, deep, deep intimacy with the Holy Spirit? Lest we be deceived in these last days. We know that Jezebel is raging in the earth, but your still small voice will lead us around that attack. It will lead us through that. Jesus, help us. I just see it so clearly. God, help us. Help us. Help us to acknowledge the Holy Spirit's leadership in our everyday life. Would you help us to acknowledge his leadership? He has come to lead us and guide us. He has come to show us things to come. He has come to strengthen us, to quicken our mortal bodies. He has come to help us pray because we don't know how to pray as we ought. He has come to supercharge our faith as we pray in the Spirit. We're building ourselves up in our most holy faith. He has come to release miracle working powers through us. He has come to speak words of life to us. He has come. He is here. He is with us. So we acknowledge your leadership, Holy Spirit. We serve you. We serve the King of Kings, the Father of Lights, the Triune God. We are sold out, laid down lovers. We will do this your way. Would you help us to stop pursuing what we want unless it's what you want? Would you help us to stop executing our will unless our will is congruent with your will? Would you help us, Lord, to do things your way? Because your ways are not just the higher ways. Your ways are the only ways. It's the way of life. You have the words of life. You have the Spirit of life. You are life. You are the resurrection and the life. So help us, Lord, to lean in to the Holy Spirit with everything we have. To lean in to the Spirit of Christ that dwells on the inside of us, to lean in to everything you are, to allow you to chisel us, to make us, to mold us. We're on the potter's wheel. Shape us. Do what you would do, God. We surrender to you. It's all about you. It's always been about you. It's always going to be about you. You are the Most High God, the Creator God, Elohim. So help us, Lord, to cast these other idols away, to get the distractions out from in front of our face. Help us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for being so distracted that we do not hear your still small voice. Help us, Lord, to stop being so distracted that we don't discern the blind side coming. Help us, Lord, to not be so distracted that we can't hear the hiss of the snake. Help us, Lord, to not be so distracted that we miss quality times with the people we love, who won't be with us forever. Help us, Lord, to not be distracted, but to be singularly focused like David. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in his house forever, gaze upon his beauty, inquire at his temple. God, that is how we want to live. We want to live as people of one thing, not two or three things, one thing. Not three or four things, one thing. Jesus, you have the preeminence, and you told us in your word, you told your disciples, and we were listening in as you explained that it was better that you go away, It's better, you said, Jesus, you said it's better that I go away, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit can't come. But the Holy Spirit is with us, and we thank you that you sent him to convict us, to lead us, to guide us, to strengthen us, to help us. He is our helper, our counselor, our comforter, our standby, our intercessor, our advocate. Oh, Jesus, thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit. So we honor and we reverence the Holy Spirit. We can't do anything without him. Jesus, you leaned completely on the Holy Spirit for all of your miracles, all of the words of knowledge, all of the signs and wonders, all of the prophetic utterances, all of the dead raisings. You leaned on the power of the Holy Spirit. You gave yourself over. You emptied yourself of your divinity. You walked the earth as fully God and fully man. And you did many, many countless diverse miracles. And you said we would do the greater works, that collectively we would be walking, talking miracle workers, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons, cleansing the lepers. But we need the power of the Holy Spirit, just like you needed the power of the Holy Spirit. You chose to do it that way to show us what could be done by a person who is fully dependent upon the Spirit of Holy. So, Father, would you make us holy, even as you are holy? Would you help us, Lord, to stay on that narrow path? Because the broad path leads to destruction. That broad path, God, it leads to destruction. That broad path, and the enemy wants to tempt us onto that path. But Holy Spirit, you are warning us. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. Don't go that way. And many times we don't hear your voice because we're distracted. So forgive us for not heeding your warning, because we were too busy to hear it, too distracted in our mind, because we didn't cast down the imaginations. We couldn't hear your voice because the devil's voice was louder than your voice. Forgive us. We need your help. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you, but we acknowledge that we can do anything when you are with us, and you are with us, and you are for us, and nothing shall be impossible to us. So help us learn to yield to the Holy Spirit in a deeper way, casting our cares upon you because you care for us, waiting on the Lord so we can ascend like an eagle and mount up with those wings and find new strength. Help us, Lord. I see that, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit even now. Just lift up your hands wherever you are. Fill us with your Spirit even now, God. Baptize us again in the Holy Spirit. Baptize us with fire. Baptize us, God, completely. We need a fresh outpouring, a fresh infilling, God. We are ready to receive that power from on high. Endue us once again with power, your power. We don't want to succumb to the powers of the enemy. So we need to walk in your power, because we can't go toe to toe with the wicked one in our own strength. It's only by your strength, your grace. It's sufficient. Your strength is available. You are the one who gives us victory. You are the one who teaches our hands to battle and our fingers to war. You are the one who gives us the warfare strategy, the battle plan. You are the one who sees the end from the beginning, and we exalt you. We glorify you. So fill us with your wisdom, Lord. You tell us in your word that if any man lacks wisdom, that we should ask of the giving God, and you will pour it out liberally upon us without upbraiding us, without rebuking us, without telling us, I told you so. Why didn't you come to me sooner? No, you're a gracious God. So pour out the Spirit of wisdom. Jesus, please pour out the Spirit of wisdom. Oh, Heavenly Father, pour out the Spirit of wisdom. Pour out the Spirit of revelation upon us. Oh, God, we need the revelation that you have wrapped up. I see that. I just see a picture, and it's a box, and it's got a big bow on it. And inside are gifts that God wants us to have today. He wants us to have the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ. He is giving that today to whosoever will receive it. Who will receive it today? The Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. It's not so that we can listen. It's not so that, listen, if you're multitasking, come back to me. It's not so that we can, oh Jesus, it's not so that we can be deep. It's so that we can go deep. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ is not so that we can preach some deep message. It's so that we can go deeper in God, seeing his beauty, understand his holiness, considering his thoughts and ways and submitting ourselves to them willfully, surrendering fully, abiding in him and letting his words abide in us so that we can pray rightly and see answers. Father, thank you. Thank you for the spirit of holy. You've made us holy even as you are holy. Continue to sanctify us. Wash us with the water by the word. God, help us. Teach us. Lead us. Guide us. Show us things to come. In the name of Jesus, fill us again, God. Fill us once again. Fill us with your spirit. Fill us to overflowing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, we're going into our segment now on breaking witchcraft control. Share this for me quickly. Share it on your timelines, on your via messenger. Share it somewhere for me. And make sure you're following me on these platforms because we're about to go higher. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, we're going to break this witchcraft control. Some of you have been under witchcraft control and you don't even know it. You don't know what it feels like. You didn't know that what it sounds like, but now you're going to know. Witchcraft is a power of the enemy. The enemy wants to control you. God does not want to control you. God leads you and guides you. He does not control you. If God was going to ever control anyone, he would have controlled Eve and Adam so that they would not have taken of the forbidden fruit and seen spiritual death. Let's get aggressive. If you're not wanting to be aggressive today, then just sit there and agree. But if you're being attacked by witchcraft control, then you need to rise up and at the least pray in the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, would you forgive us, Lord, for being ignorant of the devil's devices? You are in control, and we will not submit to witchcraft control. We didn't see it. We didn't understand it. We weren't fast enough to catch it. We didn't cast down the imagination quickly enough. We let the enemy creep up behind us, not understanding the powers of witchcraft control. Lord, teach us. Show us in your word the nefarious ways of the wicked one. Help us to understand how he moves so that we can counter, so that we can stay on the offense. Forgive us for just living life as if there's no enemy roaming about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, when you made it extremely clear that there is an enemy. He is the adversary. He is the tempter. He is the accuser of the brethren. He is the prince of the power of the air and the god of this age. And we will not be intimidated by his maneuvers, but we will not be ignorant either. Forgive us for being intimidated and forgive us for being ignorant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive despite the plans of the enemy against our lives. Let your name be exalted. Mark us, God. Mark us, God. Let mark us, God, in the name of Jesus with a mark of victory. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us through the attack of witchcraft control in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to stand against black magic, occult powers, voodoo, abracadabra, every bewitchment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to discern charismatic witchcraft, prophetic witchcraft, divination, enchantments, hocus pocus, hoodoo, incantations, spells. Jesus, thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to the reality of what's going on in the spirit realm through the words and thoughts and actions of people who don't know you and don't like us. Help us, Lord, to remember that if they hated Jesus, they will hate us too. Help us, Lord, to see the enemy's plots and plans, witchcraft control, before it has a chance to land on us. Every jinx, every occultism, every sorcery, every spell, every vex, every black art, every voodooism, every witchery, every wizardry, we break the powers of it in the name of Jesus. Every controlling witchcraft power, we take authority over over you now in the name of Jesus and command you to loose our minds, loose our thoughts, loose our will, loose our imagination, loose our emotion, loose our reasoning, loose it all in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. And we will not bow to witchcraft control. We will seek to do the will of the Lord. Let your will be done and your kingdom come in our lives today, O God. Expel every witchcraft controlling power from our midst. Every demon power that tries to dominate us, we bind you and cast you out in the name of Jesus. We are submitted to the government of God. We are in the jurisdiction of heavenly realms. We will not stoop down and bow down to a dark kingdom and its minions anymore, but we are rising up. We put a restraining order on witchcraft controlling powers in the name of Jesus. We restrict your operations now in the name of Jesus. We come against you with the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. We contain your controlling powers now by the blood of God, by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, whatever clout witchcraft control has in our lives, we bring it down low in the name of Jesus. In the name, every limitation that witchcraft control has brought into our lives, we break it now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we shall live and not die and declare the good works of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, frustrate witchcraft's controlling power. Frustrate every evil device of the wicked one for our sakes in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness, every controlling spirit that's been sent to torment our minds, torment our lives, torment our bodies, torment our careers in the name of Jesus. We defeat you by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome you by the word of our testimony. We thank you, Lord, that our lives are covered by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we say witchcraft controlling attacks against our mind. We command you to loose our mind. I see that, Lord, every mind binding spirit, you must loose us now in the name of Jesus. We frustrate the powers of witches and wizards and warlocks and occultists and santeros in the name of Jesus. We say you will no longer land. Your curses will not land. Your attacks will not prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. But every tongue that has risen up against us in judgment shall be condemned. We cover our bloodline with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Every witchcraft controlling power of poverty caused by witches and wizards, we burn you with double fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break every string of control over our lives in the name of Jesus. We renounce puppetry in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we will not be led forth by witchcraft's controlling powers that seek to steal, kill, and destroy our lives, but we would be led forth by your Holy Spirit. I see that, Lord. My spirit just leapt. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That we break all demonic rule over our minds. In the name of Jesus, all demonic bridles over our mouth and muzzles over our mouth, we break them now in the name of Jesus. We will sing the praises to God in Jesus' name. Every rope, every fetter, every chain that witchcraft's controlling powers have wrapped us with, we break it now in the name of Jesus. We break it. We break it. We break it. We break it in the name of Jesus. Every administration of evil in our lives, we cause you to fall down now and bow to the King of Kings, to whom we give praise in the name of Jesus. Every controlling power trying to govern our thoughts or govern our steps, we break your powers and we interrupt your assignment in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, every domineering witchcraft controlling power, we break you and we say we will not bow bow to you. We will not be subjugated to you. We will not be subject to your control and your manipulation and your confusion and your frustration. We say you hold no sway over us, but we are submitted to God, and we are resisting witchcraft's controlling powers, and they must flee from us. We will no longer submit ourselves to outside voices, but we will submit ourselves to the voice of God through your spirit and through our leadership. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you honor. Every counsel of Ahithophel in our lives, we command you to be turned into foolishness in the name of Jesus. Every witch and every wizard fasting in order to frustrate your purposes and plans in our lives, we come against you right now in the name of Jesus. We burn your assignment with double fire. I see it crumbling. I see a bonfire even now, and I see assignments of the enemy. I see books with plans to harm you written out, strategies of the Jesus. I literally see books that the enemy has written with plans and strategies to bring harm to you, and I see them being thrown into the fire. You are overthrowing the plans and the strategies of the enemy even now as you pray. These books are being burned in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Every book of spells and incantations and potions with our name in it, we throw it into the fire now in the name of Jesus. Every book with plans of attack against our life, we throw it into the fire now in the name of Jesus. Every book with recited spells and potions and all of these witchery machinations, we throw you into the fire right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus against you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that these books are being demolished. They're being destroyed in the name of Jesus. I see that, Lord. And we say we will walk according to the book that you've written about our life. I see it. I've never seen this before. Scripture tells us that all of our days are written in a book, that God has already written our days in a book. It's in the Psalms. David said, all of my days are written in a book. Well, guess what? The enemy has a book as well, and he's been spying on you. Monitoring spirits have been dispatched towards you, and they're chronicling things in your life. They know how to push your buttons. They know how far to push you so that you can fall on your face, how much it takes to tempt you into sin, so it opens a door of attack in your life. They have chronicles on you. I said, the enemy has chronicles on you. He's got books written in the spirit about how to take you down, and we slam those books shut and we throw them into the fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we say the light of our destiny shall continue to shine, and no demon, no witchcraft control can stop it. In the name of Jesus, God sanitized the foundations of our lives with the blood of Jesus. Oh, every dark power of progress against our life, we dethrone you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the victory. Thank you, Lord, that you made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, that you exposed the plots and the plans of the wicked ones. Thank you, Lord, that it's by your power that we can break free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Lord, that you've taught our hands to battle and our fingers to war. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us authority over witchcraft controlling powers to shatter them, to expose them and break them, to grind them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the Most High God. There's no one like you. No one compares to you. Your power is greater than the power of the wicked one. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done and what you're going to do. Now we call forth your victory in our lives. We call forth your plans and purposes for our lives. We call forth what you've said and what you want to say. We call it forth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. So help us live by words that you speak, not words that the devil speaks. Help us live by words that you speak and not words that controlling people speak under the influence of demonic powers. Help us to live by your word and by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, God is good. Jesus, God is good. Did you get that? These books? Listen, I want you to think about this very carefully. I'm going to read you the scripture because I want you to see this. So bear with me. I want you to see this very carefully. Psalm 139, verse 16. You need to catch this. If you're listening, say amen. Psalm 139, verse 16. Let me just teach you for a minute so you know what we're talking about. Some of you are newer believers. Some of you have never been in an apostolic prophetic church. You don't know some of these things because your pastors don't teach them. And I'm not criticizing your pastor. I'm just saying they don't have the revelation. We all have different revelations, okay? We're all trying to do the best we can. Listen, Psalm 139, verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. That means he saw you in your mother's womb before you were even, when you were just a cell. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. What does that mean? Let me read you this out of a sort of a plain English version so that you can kind of get it in a different angle here. The contemporary English version, we'll go with that. Listen, but with your own eyes, you saw my body being formed. Even before I was born, you had written in your book everything about me. Did you catch that? Even before he had already, he's already, you know, scripture says it this way. He's prepared good works beforehand for you to walk in them. I'm going to read you one more version, the Amplified. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me when as yet there was not one of them even taking shape. So now you know the enemy counterfeits what God does, right? Yes. The enemy likes to counterfeit. He can't create anything, so he counterfeits. Now, don't you think it's reasonable that if God has a book with all your days written in it, isn't it reasonable to consider that maybe the enemy has a book trying to counteract what God wants to do in your life? He doesn't know all of what God's going to do, but as soon as you get a prophetic word, he knows it. He doesn't know all of what God wants to do, but once you start walking in it, he can see it, and he has a strategy book against you where he has plots and plans against you, and he chronicles what pushes your buttons. There's monitoring spirits looking after, looking over you, and so we threw those books in the fire. Now he'll just create a new one. Listen, until Jesus comes back, we're always going to have warfare. Hey, LaShonda, until Jesus comes back, we're always going to have warfare. So don't think anything's a one and done. There's certain things we can defeat. We defeat them for good. Certain spirits, you know, I used to have a spirit of fear. That spirit has no hold on me anymore. It doesn't mean it doesn't still attack, but it can't get me. So you're going to still face attacks until Jesus comes back. The difference is if you've gained authority over it and gained victory over it and gained wisdom over it, it won't do to you what it did in the past. But there's always going to be some other kind of battle. And you have to understand that. I believe, and I, you know, I'm going to study it more in scripture, but the bottom line is the enemy, he watches us. We know that. He knows what pushes our buttons. And the Lord showed me a picture of demonic books. Now we know, for example, just practically speaking, we know this. Go on Amazon. Don't actually do this because I don't want you to look at it. Listen, we know that there's books of witchcraft spells. They're all over Amazon. There's books of incantations. There are books teaching you how to do potions. Those are demonic books. So at the least, we know that the enemy has written books about how to bring harm to people. At the very least. And I want you to just consider that. I want you to consider that you need to be reading what God's book says about you, not what the enemy's book says about you. I want you to read what the word of God says about you and not listen to what the enemy is saying about you. Listen, it's important. Amen? You got it? I hope you enjoyed this today. God is good. He's good every day, all the time. There's nobody like him. And we need to stay close to him because he has everything that we need. I want to remind you, I'm giving away some copies of the Prophet's Devotional. And the only thing I can do is put the link here in the broadcast. Tomorrow, I'll try to put it in my, tomorrow I'll try to put it in my link in bio. But right now I don't have that set up. So I'm just going to put the link in there. It's a King Sumo link, if you could see it. Tomorrow, I'll put the link in bio and I'll tell you that address and you'll be able to find stuff there going forth. But check that out. If you want to enter to win, you can do that. You can do that. Remember, the Elijah Company Prophetic Intensive is coming up. This is for prophets and highly prophetic people. We're already starting to fill up. I would implore you, please don't wait until the last minute. We are about 2 months out As of the time of this recording, and some of you are like, oh, I've got plenty of time. No, you need to go see about getting off work. It's a 3-day intensive, four if you stay for Sunday. We've got relevant training for present day prophets and prophetic people, October 12th through 14th. We have 3 days and a mass deliverance service, seven lessons, Q&As, impartation service, prophetic exercises, prophetic community. And we want you to get equipped. This is not for everybody, and you need to apply. You need to apply at globalpropheticcenter.com. Don't wait because you will miss it. Every time we do this, we have to turn people away because they wait too long. They don't get their stuff in order, and they wait too long, and then they can't come. So please, please, please go check that out. Apply, even if you're just interested, at least apply. And then you can decide if you're able to come, if you're able to get off work, or if you want to watch online, but at least apply. Don't wait to apply. That's your first step. Because if you don't do that step, you wait to the last minute, the application process won't be available for you. It'll be cut off. Amen. So check that out at globalpropheticcenter.com. And if you're able to go ahead and get signed up and secure your seat. We don't accept, our goal is not to fill every seat in the sanctuary. We intentionally keep it smaller for the sake of relationship. Hello, LaShonda. God bless you. Amen. So check that out, guys. Remember, our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is in South Florida. Come by and visit, or come to one of our three services on Sunday. 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m. are the service times. We're in a series now in person on getting justice in the courts of heaven. That'll be available for online viewers in just a few weeks. You can sign up for that at schoolofthespirit.tv/courts of heaven. There's some new classes over there. There's combating psychic attacks. There's all kind of stuff going up all the time. So check that out. You can watch our services online. It's free to register at ahop.online throughout the week. Yesterday, I shared, we're in a series on evangelism in that first service. And it's really critical. We need to be about the Father's business. We really do. We need to be about the Father's business. And so we need to learn how to do evangelism in a way that is not intimidating for us and not intimidating for other people. And I call the course Everyday Evangelism. It's free to watch at ahop.online. So check that out. Remember, guys, also to follow me on whatever platform you're listening. I want to pray for you before we head out today. I want to remind you can sow if this broadcast is helping you. Some of you got absolutely free of all kinds of attacks today. Some of you know. Anyway, if this is blessing you, make sure you're following me on whatever platform you're on. Get on my mailing list in case Facebook or whoever takes me off. You never know. JenniferLeClaire.org/subscribe. And before I want to pray for you and really set your day right here in just a second. But if you want to sow into this ministry, I want to invite you to do that. You can do that at JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. We have all kinds of partner programs for you, all kind of goodies for you. You can do that at Cash App, $PropheticBooks, $PropheticBooks. You can use the text to give, text the word give to 754-701-2161. Text the word give to 754-701-2161. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. PayPal. PayPal is paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. Hello, Lonnie. God bless you. Hello. Info. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. info@JenniferLeClaire.org. And Father, I thank you for the opportunity to minister to all your people. I thank you for the schoolofthespirit.tv students, the Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, the Global Prophetic Center students, as well as the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, Awakening House Church leaders, Awakening House of Prayer leaders, Lord, the ahop.online web church members, and all those associated and affiliated with my ministry. I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to bless us indeed, enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from pain in Jesus' name. Open the eyes of our heart and let us see you as you are. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Protect us as we go. Be our rear guard and our forerunner, our shield and our buckler. Your name is a strong tower we can run into and find safety in any moment. So remind us what your word says so we can do what you've told us to do and stay in your perfect will. Bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver souls in the name of Jesus. Do what only you can do. Order our steps to success today and let us glorify you with every word we speak in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And guys, before you get off today, share this with somebody and drop some comments about what kind of prayer you need so I can consider praying through some of those topics in the weeks ahead. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.